don't lie to yourself. Harsh. There's something we might miss. A whole life in a glimpse. Well, I'm still working it out. Time don't let us down again. 'Cause I won't wait. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down.
Brilliant song from Mumford & Sons on Radio X. That is Rushmere. The time, 7:30. So Stephen Mangan is coming into the show later on this morning, about 8:30. He shall be here, and I'm going to ask him, if we plug his book loads, can you...
Me?
Yeah, shout Dan in his face 12 times in a row.
Right, okay.
Have you done that already? I know we talked about it.
I think we talked about it. I don't know if we've sort of assaulted him with the Dan stuff.
I think I'm not we've done it both times he's been in.
And you know what? It's going to be a third today. Yeah. Sorry.
Things are funnier in threes, generally, aren't they? So we'll try.
Let's see if you can make him laugh. See if you can break him by shouting Dan to him in his face.
Yeah.
And to the head.
He was saying last time people still do that to him to this day, which is great. Like, he's just shopping or whatever. People would just shout Dan at him at a supermarket. It's lovely.
Great.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Me and my partner, Claudette.
Oh.
That's a great name, isn't it? I wonder if she's French. Are both long-time listeners, and we listen on Saturdays.
What?
Isn't that incredible? We attended, Chris, your 90s hangover show in Coventry.
Oh.
We were right down the front. It was brilliant.
Hey.
I got a video of Chris singing. I won't say the song, in case that's a big part of your show.
Right.
And I tried to get a selfie. But that didn't happen.
Oh, sorry.
So could we please have a signed photo of the entire Chris Moyles team? The address is as follows. I won't read it out.
Why not?
Thanks very much, guys. Keep up the brilliant work. Andrew and Claudette, who may or may not be friends.
Thanks for coming, guys.
So is this the picture?
No, oh, it's a video of me singing, but I'm not going to play it.
No, don't play it.
Look at me, look.
Look at the moves.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's good singing.
See, I've got a bottle in my hand.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is that a branded bottle?
I think that was the end of the gig.
Was it? Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
You have a lovely time there, haven't you?
I am, yeah.
It's actually a good bit of singing you do. It's a bit of a...
And that's the song.
Can we not?
You've just given it away.
Can we hear half a second of it?
No.
Because you give away the song.
Well, yeah, and also, it's me singing.
You got a good singing voice.
I was on Celebrity X Factor. It was called X Factor Battle of the Stars.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You made Beautiful Day your own, didn't you?
What, by forgetting the words?
Well, you say forgetting the words, you just put your own spin on it.
Yeah, I put my own words in it.
So Andrew and Claudette.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
We don't have a signed picture,
as in
a picture of us.
We're doing one next week.
Yeah.
We have the Christmas cards.
We've got the Christmas cards. We can send you an old Christmas card if you want.
With Matt Park Smith on.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we'll superimpose Captain on there somehow. Hi, everybody.
If we can't send you a picture, maybe we'll just send you, like, I don't know, something in the office.
We'll have a mug in the office.
We'll get Dan O'Connell to steal something.
You can have the booby slippers.
I wonder if people text him last night to call him a thief. Was it last night?
Last night.
Oh, yes, it was.
Anyway. Sorry, go on.
7:02. Hello, everybody, including Captain Boilbeard. Sorry, nice okay. Captain.
Captain Boilbeard. Okay, go on.
Okay. Love the show. Listen every day. It's my son Orin's birthday on
Orange.
Saturday. Orin.
Orin.
It's an unusual name, isn't it? O-R-R-Y-N. Huh. Orin. It's tomorrow. I'll read it now because I'll forget tomorrow. Could you please wish him a very happy 7th birthday? Cheers from sunny Cape Town, Adam.
Now, is sunny Cape Town a name as well?
Yeah, cheers from sunny Cape Town. So they're in Cape... Never been to Cape Town. Meant to be absolutely lovely.
Oh, have I? Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You said it was beautiful, didn't you?
Yeah.
So this is from Adam and his son, Orin. Now, I don't think in your list of birthday songs you'll have an Orin in there, probably. Will you have a Colin? Would that, is that fairly near? Happy 7th birthday, Colin Oren. Have a lovely, lovely day. Have you got one?
God, we are light, aren't we?
We are light. I'm doing my best. I'm working with what I got.
Right.
We haven't got great stuff.
We've got loads of letters today.
My name is Edith.
I know, but they're boring.
I'm 12 years old, and I've been listening to Radio X for
years. Boring! Next! No, sorry, Edith, I'm joking.
I was sad to hear Pippa is leaving.
Oh.
I thought I would make something for everybody. But so she Pippa. Has. She's made bracelets for all of us. James, there's one for you with your name written
Erin,
on it.
Thanks. Thanks.
Captain has one with his name on it. I've got one.
Yep.
Chris, you've got one as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Chuck it over.
Weirdly, there's not one for Pippa. No, there is. There it is.
Hey.
Just
there you
say
go.
Judas on it. Lady Judas.
Says Pippa.
So, she has a... This is Edith. She has a YouTube channel called Beads by Edie, E-D-I-E, where she makes her own jewellery.
Oh.
I'd love it if you can give me a mention, as my ambition is to get to 500 subscribers.
Yeah, it's a lot.
On YouTube.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is. That is a lot. But do you know what? I really like them. Edith, okay. I think they're great. Don't you? They're lovely.
I'm wearing mine now, Edith. I've
me
put
too.
It on.
Yeah,
got
me
my
too.
Name on there.
Yeah.
There you go. Look. Thanks very much.
I really like those.
What's
Thanks
a YouTube
much.
Channel?
So it's called Beads by Edie.
So
E-D-I-E.
B-E-A-D-S by
E-D-I-E.
E-D-I-E. I-E. Oh, it comes up.
E-D-I-E. Yeah.
She's got 326 subscribers. She wants how many?
She wants 500.
Oh, come on. Everybody follow her.
She would be delighted, she says, if she could possibly get 500.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time, Edith.
All right, Edie, we'll get on that for
they're
you.
They're nice and they're well made. Do you know what I mean? They're not going to fall apart and stuff. They're really good. Now, this is a bit weird. We've been sent a load of sweets. Hi, everyone. It's my cat's birthday this week.
Oh, God.
They will. The cats will be over the moon if you could give them a mention, and especially their Instagram account. So they're called Salem and Mischief.
All right.
It's a miracle that Mischief's made it to 10 years old, as last year she had TB, where to pay £7,000 to the vets.
Jeez,
man. And she, we just had a dog's vet bill. Good Lord. Be a vet, everyone. You make a fortune. As a thank you, I've enclosed lots of candy kitten sweets. Lots of love from Louise. So if you want to follow her cat... This is so weird. If you want to follow her cat,
yep.
It's Salem, S-A-L-E-M, _and_ mischief.
And A-N-D?
A-N-D, sorry, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it comes up.
So we've been sent a load
of... Are you saying Salem?
Salem, isn't it?
Not Salem.
Salem.
That makes more sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think Salem's probably right.
Oh, Dom, I defy you to look at the Instagram page and not go, ah. Oh.
They are quite cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
What sort of cats are they?
They're brother and sister rescue kitties from Yorkshire in England.
I wonder if they're like Salem and Mischief, like Ant and Dec, so you say it as they're left and right.
Right, they always stand, yeah.
So the little...
6,123 followers they've got on Instagram, these little pussy cats.
They are cute, actually. What sort of make are they? I don't really know much about
they
them.
They are cats.
Oh, right, okay, excellent.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I know
tabbies, and I know what you've got.
Pussy
oh,
cats.
Lovely. Louise, thank you very much indeed for the sweets. We have loads of sweets.
What sweets have we got?
We have candy kittens.
Hold on, sent in by cats?
Yes, sent in, the cats sent them in.
Oh, isn't that a bit, isn't that a bit cannibalistic?
Gourmet chews, Wanderlust.
Now, are these actually for cats? Cat sweets
no,
or human
they're
sweets?
They're human sweets.
Gourmet sour chews.
Oh, you got to have one of them.
Yeah, don't give these.
Have one of them, James.
I'll have one of them.
Yeah, chuck
it
them
says
packet.
They're lovely. It says on the back, the actual pack of it. They're really nice.
Disco dreams.
Don't pause, James. Hurry up. See, like
strawberry and apple, gourmet sours.
All right.
You'll love those.
All right, James has gone in with a sour.
They're lovely.
Are they?
I like sour things.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah.
They could be on your new What's New Pussy Chat podcast.
Yeah.
People are saying.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it, didn't we?
Is it What's New Pussy Chat or What's Meow?
What's Up Pussy Chat.
Ah, What's Up.
Oh. What's Up Pussy Chat.
But the song is What's New Pussy Cat. So you could do What's Meow.
Oh, is it?
Pussy Chat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's new, Pussycat?
Tom Jones doesn't sing What's Up, Pussycat.
No, he doesn't. He
sings
right.
What's New, Pussycat.
Yeah, What's New,
Pussycat.
Are you
thinking of What's Up, Doc? Are you thinking of Bugs Bunny?
Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something through. I might have been possibly. Or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's 22-8.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco Builders Warehouse. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on Vitri Piazza and a light porcelain paving from only £18 per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That charge to 20%.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
PensionBee made it easier for Moira to feel in control of her retirement.
I feel happy with PensionBee. It makes me feel confident that I'm in control of what I'm doing. I originally transferred a small pension, which was just directly after I finished working. I really liked how well that was going, and so I decided to transfer the main pension to PensionBee as well.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Wagamama, a place for catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. First dates nervously sharing bites of hot honey chicken still steaming from the wok. Or family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
Now, focus on your car. That's right. The one you're ready to sell. See it clearly in your mind, waiting to be sold. We can make it disappear. Just watch carefully. Your car, sold, collected, and paid for in almost no time at all. Start selling your car today. It's not magic. It's Motorway.
One day I'll fly away.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Book Ingeniouses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On The Beach. Boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people at all protected.
On The Beach.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
The Radio X
Ignite. It's dead. Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
TITCMSORX. Or not as an acronym, this is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
Radio X.
I think Captain's having some kind of breakdown. Is he in today?
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, why?
Captain Crabbit, I see you've written some new jingles for Paul Turner.
Yeah, just mixing it up a bit.
Can you talk us through the last one that I just played? Which is entitled TITCMSORX. I don't know if people were paying attention then. Mm. I'll play it to you one more time.
Radio X. The
Chris Moyle Show.
TITCMSORX, or not is an acronym. This is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
Radio X.
So how would you say that word?
Mm. Hang on.
Oh, well, I won't say it.
Right.
Ah.
Wise.
Very wise.
How would you say it, Dom?
I'd say just as Paul said it, probably.
Right.
Paul says it best.
Yeah, big chicken.
I think, actually, Paul says it the best.
Stephen Mangan will be on the show at 8:30 this morning. He's been on the show a good few times before. He's got his new book, which is called The Fart That Saved the Universe.
Mm.
Now, we need to have a word with him because somebody at the publishing PR company has thrown him right under the bus.
Right, go on.
Because on my notes, it says, Stephen Mangan, new book, The Fart That Saved the Universe. This book is, quote, like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy for children. Oh, no pressure.
Right, that is quite the claim.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Douglas Adams' excellent, excellent book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which became an excellent, excellent BBC TV series,
yeah,
which then went on to become a movie starring Sam Rockwell.
So we can expect the same from Stephen, basically, is what that says.
Yeah. And here's one for you, and I want you to answer this straight away, Dom.
Mm.
What year was he Dan in Alan Partridge?
Oh, now you're going to talk. I reckon it's going to be 20 years ago, is it?
2002.
Or more, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's done 7 children's books. We've got to get into this.
I know.
Everyone's writing.
Everyone's
kids.
Doing it.
Like, everyone's doing it.
Yeah. What would you... Have you got any ideas?
Do you need an idea?
Mm. Rude humour is kind of like the fart, the saver, that kind of stuff is. Yeah. Roald Dahl's, that sort of stuff. He was very sort of...
You know... Yeah. Terry the Talking Poo, whatever.
Exactly.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Terry the Talking Poo.
Yeah, that's
I'm
good.
Stuck in a toilet at Global.
Oh, no. Oh, look who's come to help me.
Oh, hello, that's old Terry.
Oh, it's Nick Ferrari.
Or anyone else?
Oh, hi there, Terry. Oh, Amanda Holden.
That's Amanda Holden.
And then he gets to meet all these... He gets to meet all these famous people.
Right, yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Again, I'll be honest, I've not thought it through.
I've thought it through entirely.
Not properly thought it through.
No.
But the lucrative world of the kids' book is something the Chris Moyle Show should be all over.
Like you wouldn't believe.
We'll just get a list of what kids like, right?
Yeah.
You know, poo, farting.
That's
you know.
It. Bogies, they're good.
Exactly. We'll just write a book with others.
All right, let's go.
Within 3 years, we'll all be millionaires and we can retire. Beautiful! Love it!
You know me well. I've seen you and little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would've sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. I'd ask you dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Lisa Vitelli's at Radio X and Chelsea Dagger. It's Friday morning. We got a platinum hour for you at 9 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to that today.
You, my friend. What do you want? Shall I tease you with the montage?
Yeah.
Do you want it now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, these songs and more from 9 o'clock this morning. Press play.
Oh. Perfect.
You happy with that?
That's where I live.
Yeah.
All those is where I live.
I thought you'd like that. Number one, I know you love.
I love that song.
Number two.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Captain.
Hello.
I need to talk to you about that. We need to put the Avengers version on the end of it.
Okay.
Number three.
Yeah.
Love it. Number four, for Dominic Byrne specifically.
Thank you.
And number five.
Yes.
Put it all together. The Platinum Hour at 9 o'clock this morning. And I will be working very hard during that hour whilst Dominic just literally sits back and sings along.
It's brilliant.
Taps his pen on the side of the desk.
Yes.
Pippa normally is on emails doing stuff.
Yeah.
James, he knows he just orders jam.
Yeah.
Captain will be... Actually, what does Captain do during the plan? He just sits there, doesn't he?
Well, he air drums a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Which I enjoy.
Phoenix goes off and does some editing, and John will make us tea, because he's currently working on the show at the moment.
He is, John is, yeah, John Shaw.
He's not... What do we call him? Because he's not an intern, is
producer.
He?
Producer.
He's what?
Call him producer, John.
He's not producer.
Producer, John.
He is.
He can produce a fart after a curry. Come on, he's too young, for goodness sake. Oh, what's this?
Oh,
hello.
Listen up, folks.
What?
This is going to be good.
What?
John works on our show at the moment.
Yeah?
And he's come up with only a name for something for us to do on the radio.
Oh.
And John, please do the honors in telling us what this award-winning feature will be called.
The Domclave.
What?
The Domclave.
So this is my life, right? I've worked on the radio for a long time. I'm probably the most prolific broadcaster of my generation. Longest serving breakfast show host in Radio 1's history, one of the youngest DJs ever to broadcast nationally. Here I am in my, 35th year of being on the radio. John is working on our show.
Mm.
So apparently yesterday goes up to Pippa and Captain and goes...
Very excitedly.
Hey, I've come up with the name of a feature. Not, I've come up with a feature for the show.
Name first.
Just the name. He's just come up with the name of it.
Yeah.
And he told them what it was and they went, okay. Mm-hmm. And he went, there you go.
There you go.
And that's it.
I'll leave that with you.
So one more time, John, the name is...
It's the Domclave, like the conclave of the Pope.
Right.
Very topical, very topical.
And so you came up with the name... And then your brain literally went, that will do. I wonder what I'll have for my tea tonight. He didn't even...
Well, I've thought about it a bit more since then.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, come on. Let's picture, John. Come on.
Here we go.
So the thought being, you know, it could be Dom. We'll give him some sort of papal outfit. People that listen to the show, they've got decisions, hard decisions they have to make every day.
Mm.
You know, Dom gets these decisions. We lock him in a room with a vape. When he's done making a decision, he just blows some smoke under the door. We know he's done, and we tell the listener, and it's, you know, it's a good feature, right?
Have you been working too much? When's the last time you had a break?
I don't think I'm allowed to answer that question legally.
Right, see?
Dom's got a vape that he...
Yeah. So unless the text's in, I don't know whether to have fish and chips tonight or pizza.
Yeah.
We put you in a room for, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You vape, and when you've decided, you blow smoke under the door. We see the smoke. You come out, and you go, pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then that's the feature, is it, John?
Yes. Do you like it?
No. Have you... have you come up with many features before that have made it onto the radio?
Can't say I have, actually.
Right. Okay. Like all right. Okay.
Not many, but have you come up with any that have made it to radio?
Okay.
Mm. Right.
I'll take that as an answer. I don't want to poo-poo it like Terry the Talking Poo.
It's good because you've got to start somewhere.
You know, because I don't want to put you off coming up with even more ideas. Sorry, names for ideas.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you have any others sort of already in mind, John, or is it the Domclave that you're proud of at the moment?
I'm quite focused on the Domclave now.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't say focused, John. I wouldn't say focused.
It's the only one.
Dom, yes, I have another one, actually, Dom.
Oh, go on. John, what is it, John?
Left hand, right hand.
Left hand, right hand. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. It's a good title. Can I hear more about that, John?
That's all I've got.
That's literally okay. All you've got.
I've basically made a list of potential ideas, but it's just the names of them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you have any other
yeah,
names?
Yeah, I've got a list here.
Oh, you got a list?
Yeah. Who are you pointing at?
Right. And how does that work, John?
I don't know.
You don't know? That's literally just who are you pointing at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister or blister?
Sister or blister?
Yeah, just rhymes.
Just because it rhymes.
Yeah.
So we don't know any more about that one. Okay. Sister or blister? Okay. Not any more, John?
Blindfold fun.
Now, what happens there?
I don't know. I can't do all the work. I come up with the name. You guys come up with the feature.
That's true when you say it like that, John.
Slap me there.
Slap me there.
Yeah. Inverness, Colchester, Southampton.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a geographical one.
What's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine.
Yep.
Okay.
And Martin, I just wrote Martin, just the word.
And why have you written Martin, John?
It could be the name of a good feature. And coming up after the break, Martin.
Right.
You know?
Wow, yeah.
And the listeners are like, oh, this is...
Oh, what's Martin going to be?
But before that...
Yeah?
The Domclave.
The Domclave. Oh, okay, the Domclave. I mean, John, you've come up with a lot there.
I like the vape part.
Talk me how, John, very quickly, talk me through what the audio of the Domclave will sound like for the listeners.
Oh, good
what,
question.
Like music?
No. Just like, so we play, we have a jingle, it's the Domclave, and Lister says, shall I have fish and chips or pizza for tea? Dom leaves the studio, and how long are we saying he's out for?
Like 40 minutes.
40?
Wow.
Okay, so 40. So what, and we just carry on with the show...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and goes, fish and chips.
Yes.
So okay. For 40 minutes, for 37 minutes of this feature, it will be 40 because you're out for 40.
40 minutes.
We just crack on as normal and you're out in the studio for 40 minutes doing nothing.
Doing nothing, sitting and vaping by the sound
I'm starting to think that you came up with this.
Yeah. John, I mean, it's not a no, is it? It's not a no for
Can
anyone.
He have a lie down at the same time?
Yeah, that'd be nice, chair. Actually, yeah.
Mm. Have a little snooze.
Were you really pleased with this, John, when you came up with it?
I was so excited.
You were so excited.
Was it originally the Johnclave?
Ah, yes. The Johnclave.
No, it's got to be the Domclave.
Okay,
Domclave.
All right. Okay.
I've got a list here that's a Dom actually... that Dom didn't send to me. Dom leaves early.
Yeah.
Okay. Dom nap time. Yeah. Dom sits in corner of studio looking at mucky magazines while you guys crack on with the show.
No.
Great feature.
And then another one, Dom cracks on. Another one.
Well, I just get on with things.
What I'll do, I'll leave these with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
John, I will say thank you for your input.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
And you're welcome.
Just before we leave this bit, just so the listeners don't really know you very well on our show, I'm going to ask you one question. I would like you to answer it. And then it will give the listeners a huge insight into your mind.
Yeah.
Okay? If you could meet anybody in the world, who could you meet?
Gemma Collins.
There you go. The Chris Moyle Show. Unbelievable.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to Mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice. Between Evri, DPD, Parcelforce and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day. But we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details. Darling, hold my
hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Apps are not all protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught. Suddenly... we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
During the last advert, James Robinson and I have just got into a massive row about the kids' TV show, Rosie and Jim.
It's definitely Friday, isn't
it? We are both 100% sure of the name of the person who drove the boat.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he said it's called something. I said, no, that's not it at all. And a row has become.
Oh.
Now...
and it's when they draw the map, they go, and...
so, who drives the boats in Rosie and Jim? Text in now during the news with Dominic Byrne. It's 3 minutes past eight.
From Global's Newsroom. From Global's Newsroom, the government says thousands of jobs have been saved by the US-UK trade deal. It will see America cut tariffs on things like steel and cars coming from Britain. Former boss at Aston Martin, Andy Palmer, has told us it's positive news.
We export a lot of cars to the US, about 100,000. There's not many coming in the other direction. Yeah. So in this respect, it's an easy give. Good for the UK.
In other news this morning, health leaders have warned NHS trusts in England are making cuts once considered unthinkable. A survey for NHS providers suggests some trusts are getting rid of hundreds of roles and patient services as well to help balance the books. The King has called for world peace in a speech near Buckingham Palace, marking the 80th anniversary of VE Day. He read some of his mother, the late Queen's, diary about how she secretly joined the crowd celebrating.
Congered into house, sang till 2 a.m., bed at 3 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, I rather doubt I shall have the energy to sing until 2 a.m., let alone, for that matter, to lead you all in a giant conga.
The new Pope's brothers have revealed they played Wordle before he went into lockdown at the Vatican. Robert Prevost, the first American to take the role, also watched the film Conclave, or Domclave. He'll hold his first mass this morning.
Sport.
Manchester United will take on Spurs in an all-English final in the Europa League. Spurs progressed after a 2-0 win away to the Norwegian side Bodo Glimt last night, sealing a 5-1 victory overall. United came back from a goal down to beat Atletico Bilbao 4-1 at Old Trafford. They go through 7-1 on aggregate. But boss Ruben Amorim feels that flattered them a little bit.
So much tougher than if you look just to the result. We have so many weaknesses, and you can understand that in the game. But we are fighting, and we managed to pass. I think we deserve if you look at two games to be in the final.
And Chelsea are one game away from lifting another European trophy after they reached the Conference League final. They beat the Swedish side Djurgården 1-0 last night. They go through 5-1 on aggregate. They'll face Real Betis later this month.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Any mist will clear away eventually this morning, leaving a warm and sunny day for much of the UK. Temperatures getting up to around 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. The weekend is here. It's Radio X. And you've chosen wisely this morning, let me tell you. I'm here, so is Dominic Byrne.
Hello there.
Pippa.
Hello.
To a lesser extent, James.
Hello.
Phoenix.
Hello.
John. Dom Clave. And Captain Crapbeard.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
With his brand new haircut.
Oh, very yes. Nice.
Thank you.
That's nice. A good one, isn't it?
You just said brand new haircut there.
It feels like only like a month ago that you had your hair cut.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And you're a man, which means men don't generally regularly get their hair cut.
Yeah.
And also, it's you. So I'm like, wow, you've had your hair cut again. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, I normally leave it quite a while.
Yeah, this is good. Is this a new you?
Yeah,
no.
Must be. Oh, okay.
No, a bit of a one-off, really.
What did you ask for when you went in for this one?
I said, hello there, I'd like a haircut.
Excellent.
I said, welcome to Crappy Cuts. Take a seat.
You've been there before? It's nice.
No, I haven't, clearly.
It's nice.
Bit off the sides, bit off the top. Just generally all a bit shorter.
Yeah, just shorter then.
Mm.
Nice, it's good haircut.
Shorter at the sides than normal, and it's nice.
Yeah, it is.
I noticed that it doesn't look the same as when he had his haircut last time.
No,
and then he said, well, it's because I went to a different place. I went to the cheaper place, and I'm like, you should go back to the other place.
Oh, do you think?
I think they do a better job.
Yeah, Chris is full of compliments.
You get what you pay for.
Oh, see, at the back, I think this one's better at the back.
I think they left a little bit too much on top.
Ah, it's nicer at the back, though, isn't it?
It's very neat. Nice. Are you happy with it?
Very neat.
Yeah. Did they show you the back of it with a mirror?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you paid, did you show them the back of the note? Just there you go.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to give you that. I don't know which comedian said that. Really made me laugh. There you go. I'm going to give you that. See that? There you go.
I paid on contactless.
Oh, do you know what?
Do you, so when
you kids ruin joke, these jokes.
Joke doesn't apply.
You had long hair when you started on the show, didn't you?
I did.
You had collar-length hair.
I did. I had quite long hair, actually.
You did, yeah.
Yep. And I managed to get a nickname from the beard and not the hair, which still shocks me, actually.
That's because your beard was crap.
Well, you also didn't like my hair, but that's by the by.
It was long, though, wasn't it?
Captain Crapbeard with bad hair is too long.
It doesn't scan.
Look at that. Look at the disdain in his eyes. Look at it.
What? Towards you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah. There's so much resentment.
If you want, you can leave. Go back to counting backwards from 40 if you really want to, one day a week.
I didn't like that either.
Mating jingles.
I don't like it there.
Blue skies over London. Capital. Or whatever it is you did. Before we saved you.
Yeah.
I feel saved.
From impending doom.
Right now.
Specifically now.
Let me remind you about the fact that I introduced you to one of your idols from your favourite band in the world, Blink-182. That gives me carte blanche to be horrible to you.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Then I shall take away that memory. Have you ever met anybody from Blink-182?
No, I haven't. Oh, I know I really don't like this job.
Got word.
Did work. Gosh, you've got amazing.
I'm now going to give you the memory back.
Hey, did I ever tell you the time?
We have the technology in the studio. Technology. On the text messages that show you when there's like a surge of texts.
Yes.
So we start off at 6:30 and we start talking, and then we say text in, and then there'll be a little peak, and there's like a little graph,
mm-hmm.
and it peaks and goes back down again. It has just surged massively. Massively, the highest peak of today's show when it comes to the amount of people texting in.
Yes.
When I said, James and I have just had a row about Rosie and Jim, the kids' TV show, about who used to drive the boat.
Yeah.
Text in and tell us who you thought drove the boat. Oh, my God.
It's gone
it went doolally.
Oh, my God, there's loads.
It went nuts. So, James, talk to me.
So, Rosie and Jim.
Yeah.
The original... Rosie and Jim.
Okay.
Well, it's not what you said, but go on.
No. It still applies, I think, for what you're saying. The greatest one had a driver of the bus that Rosie and Jim...
Bus
of the boat called Fizzgog.
Fizzgog?
Yeah. And Fizzgog says, we're going to go down here and go to the shop.
Now, even Captain went, Fizzgog? What are you on about, Fizzgog?
Yeah, and I'm like, that,
no, because it sings the name in the song, in the Rosie theme tune. And, it's... And Choppy, Tom right, drives the boat. That's what I remember.
Like the first name, and like, and it'd be like, and James East is the, like, whatever that first name is.
Yeah, exactly.
Jim, James, John.
What are you saying? Fizzgog.
Yeah. Fizzgog.
Yeah.
What sort of name is that?
That's his name.
Is that... So you went to get the theme tune, did you, to prove you were right so you could wave it in my face?
No, I haven't gone to the theme tune.
Right.
I've gone to the bit where they plan their day.
Oh.
So John does the map.
Who's John?
Someone else.
Right. Says it.
It's John the driver.
John the driver.
Sounds like John the driver.
So he sounds like that's his name.
His name's John.
Yeah.
So.
What's Fizzgog? Like the cabin boy or something? How does this work?
No, it's
the cabin boy. They're a very different name.
Oh, very
so
different.
So he's planning the day, and then he draws a map with two coloured blue pens, which signal a river.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
he goes away.
Who does?
And, the driver.
Fizzgog.
Fizzgog goes away.
John.
And then then Rosie and Jim wake up. And then look at the plan of what they're doing for the day, and this is what happens.
We're going underneath all the noisy cars now.
Oh, so Fizzgog's gonna steer.
See?
Oh, see, look, he's plays with himself, isn't he?
Yeah.
See?
Have you AI'd that?
So happy with himself.
Jim.
Oh, it's Jim there.
Oh, there's Jim.
Rosie.
Oh, that's her name, yeah. That's how we set it up there, lovely. Sing us a song, would you?
Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim, chugging along on the old rag doll. Rosie and Jim, Rosie and Jim, and John, he steers the boat.
Oh, John! His God. Name John. Is John!
But to Rosie and Jim, he's Fizzgog.
No, they're singing the song!
No.
They're singing the song!
Yeah, but they're just singing it in the song for a laugh. His real name, when they're talking about him in all the dialect, is Fizzgog.
His name is John.
He's John. Not.
Can we
his
agree name. That you're both right?
That might be better.
And rather than Rosie actual. And Jim, Rosie and Jim, and John, he writes them down.
Oh, they even mentioned him again!
John!
Oh, yeah, they call him Fizzgog. They clearly don't.
No.
Underneath all the noisy cars now.
Oh, so Fizzgog's gonna steer.
So they call him two names. He's like you.
Why do they call him Fizzgog?
I don't know. Is it an anagram or something? No, I don't think so.
I don't remember the next boat drivers, but they got nicknames as well.
There were three of them. Now we've got deep into Rosie and Jim.
We are
from
really deep
1990. John was Fizzgog, Pat was Loopy Lobes, and Neil was Tootle.
Right. Right. Were there drugs involved in this show?
Loopy Lobes.
Loopy Lobes is mental.
Yeah. So it's big ears, basically, isn't it?
Thanks very much. We're delighted to say you've got the job.
Oh, brilliant.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Well, we're going to go with your actual name as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Pat Hutchins. Yeah. We're going to give you a little nickname as well, because the kids really pick up on the nicknames.
Like Pat or something like that.
So we're going to call you Loopy Lobes.
Could call me...
Because I've noticed you've got quite massive ear lobes.
Right.
I sag it down a bit, so you're getting on a bit. So that's what we're going to...
Oh.
Yeah, we were going to call you Three Nips.
Three Nips?
Yeah, but ITV...
Sure.
Some practices says that's a no-no.
Right.
So,
I'm looking forward to being on board with this.
Great. Can you actually drive a boat?
Oh, no.
Okay, it'll be fine in the edit.
Fine.
So it turns out that we're all right.
What?
Yeah.
We're both right. I loved that show.
I didn't really like it very much.
What?
I didn't really like it.
I like the theme tune, and then I can't really tell you what they did in the episode.
How old were you when that was on?
Me, 29. Sorry, it's under James.
Five.
Oh God, were you? That's depressing.
Yeah, because I was 10.
You would have been 10.
So, you know what it's like. I guess, what did you watch when you were young? When you were a kid, Dom? Was that Andy Pandy? Was it Bill and Ben?
No.
Did they have TV?
Listen,
they have
just
kids.
You rolled a hoop down the hill, didn't you?
You will remember, Captain James will remember this, but there was a
problem. Oh, it's Monday, it's Apple. Tomorrow, Orange. I'll play with the Orange. Tuesday. Then Wednesday's back to the Apple again.
Listen.
Just sit and talk to it. Hello, Mr. Apple. Hello. You, I wish they'd invented television by now.
They had invented television. Playaway was my go-to. Do you remember Playaway?
Explain it to me.
Brian Cant.
That's rude.
There was four of them, and they just have fun. There's a lot of singing and stuff. It was brilliant. And Brian Cant would read a story at the end, and it was brilliant. It was great.
One of my childhood heroes on the television was the fabulously named Christopher Lillycrap.
Yes, Christopher Lillycrap.
Ooh. I love the work of Christopher Lillycrap. We talked about him before.
I know we don't believe Loopy Lobes, but Christopher Lillycrap.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Of course we're with that. And do you know how he got that name?
No.
His parents christened him Christopher.
Oh, right, okay.
It's quite simple, really.
That's right.
Quite traditional in the way they did it.
Radio X. Coming up, more banging tunes that you'll want to play louder than your grandma's TV. Stephen Mangan is an actor, comedian, writer, voiceover, and presenter. He's also the next guest on The Chris Moyle Show.
Stop it!
Plus, in an hour, we've got the hot rockin' beats of the Platinum Hour.
Yeah.
Chris has handpicked some wonderful gems, let me tell ya. But right now, the funk is just so soul, brother.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
May I wrap up the Rosie and Jim chat with a fact that will blow your tiny minds?
Come on.
Fizzgog.
Yeah.
Real name John Cunliffe.
Hmm.
He presented the first two series of Rosie and Jim, and he drove the boat.
Right.
Right.
He also created the characters for another TV show called Postman Pat.
Oh, really?
So there you are.
Oh.
God love him.
Mm.
What a ledge.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets, a man of what was following me. I go, it's coming at me through the tree.
have been going mad about Rosie and Jim this morning. Unbelievably crazy. Some smart ass goes, oh, I look forward to Fizzgog being on Who Are You in a couple of months' time. Well, you won't do because he died in 2000 and summer.
Sadly.
Difficult.
And, yeah, Chris,
yeah,
you were talking about Postman Pat.
Yeah.
Stephen Mangan, our next guest, played Postman Pat in the movie.
What?
It all ties up, doesn't it?
What?
Amazing.
Well, what?
The movie?
There was a movie.
When was the movie?
It was a good few years ago,
2014.
So Ken Barry, the voice of Postman Pat, was still alive then.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
Stephen stole his work.
Yeah. Oh, how does he feel about that, I wonder?
I mean, come on. And you know, Postman Pat was based on a character of a postman based in Middlesbrough.
I've told James about this. I don't know if James has seen that.
We're not playing that on the
radio. No, we're not.
Oh, we can't play any of it on the radio. It's very old now.
It's
but
brilliant.
Somebody on YouTube revoiced Postman Pat as Borough Pat because he was from Middlesbrough.
Right. Yeah.
Very much changed the character of the postman.
Gave him more of an edge.
Yeah.
You could argue.
I see.
Yeah.
Used a lot of bad language.
A lot of terrible language.
Borough Pat was a lot angrier than Postman Pat.
Very much so. And quite impatient, generally, as well, with everything.
Yeah. Oh, no, you do not give it a head. If that bleeds through...
I've turned it right down.
No. Off air.
That's too close.
Have you lost your mind?
You can't hear it.
James, just hand... How many times have I heard you listening to stuff on the air?
Yeah, you don't want any.
Bearing in mind, the first opening seconds are when you see the post van. Because it's taking the footage of Postman Pat. You see the post van just driving through the countryside. The narration goes, effing meow, like that. And he even swears of the noise of the post van. Effing meow.
It's not for, you know.
And he's going, hey, Pippa, here's my headphones. Have a listen.
No, yeah, be quiet.
Yeah, they're up really loud. Listen by
it's
microphone.
Wonderful. It really is. Proceed with caution if you've got children around, obviously. It's brilliant.
If you're bored at work today, Borough Pat, it's probably still on YouTube, I would imagine. That's got to be, 18 years ago or something?
15 years, it's uploaded.
There you go.
Wow.
James, it's so good.
Oh.
No, don't. You listen to it now?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you not listen to it now and concentrate on the show?
I can listen both.
No.
You can't listen to that.
Listen to a rude thing and do the show at the same time. It's one or the other. Exactly. We either play the audio or we don't.
Let's not.
Pippa says we should play it on her last day.
Yeah, why not? See you later.
Leave that one with you.
It's 9:45. Should we play it, Pippa? Oh, absolutely. You should play it. Yeah. Oh, and you should play it, Chris.
Turn it up.
In fact, James should press play on it. Stephen Mangan, what can you say about Stephen that hasn't been said already? Many things, but we will be saying nice things to him.
Yeah.
He's got another book out.
He's good at books.
He's cracked it now.
He really has.
I think off the top of my head, it's his seventh book.
Right.
Oh, my God, is it?
Yeah. So he's cracked it.
Is he in yet?
I think so.
Okay.
He's got that book money coming in now.
Mm. I think he's got a pass to the building anyway, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's in all the time, isn't he?
See him walking about a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna walk in like a gangster dripping in gold.
Absolutely.
Sup, geez? Seventh book, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, like you did, Don, when his song went to number one and you walked in looking like Macklemore.
Proper bling. It was brilliant.
I actually really like that look on you.
Fur coat, shades, medallions everywhere.
Where did you get that fur coat?
It was Izzy's. Or he's a friend of Izzy's, I think, wasn't it?
It's probably Izzy's, to be fair.
Yeah, Izzy said it was a friend.
It's your Instagram profile picture.
Yeah, because that's what you say about Izzy, isn't it? Fur coat, something, something?
Fur coat, DJ. That's what I say.
You're right. That's what it was right there. Hey! Right, Platinum Hour is just 35 minutes away at 9 o'clock. You're going to love it. Stephen Mangan on the show in a little bit. In the meantime, this is Weezer.
Ow. Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, rolling like a
look at all those movie stars. They're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Living in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, rolling like a celebrity. Living in Beverly Hills. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills, that's where I want.
I lived near Beverly Hills.
Did you?
Did I live in Beverly Hills? No, I lived near it.
Where's Santa Monica in relation to Beverly Hills?
So Santa Monica's on the coast.
Right.
And you would drive inland.
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Towards downtown LA.
Right.
So you would go from Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you were in traffic where you would start in Santa Monica and just sit there.
Yeah.
And then you would get to Beverly Hills, West Hollywood,
right,
the area that is Hollywood, which is dingy, and then you keep going.
Hollywood itself isn't very lovely, is it, apparently?
There kind of is no Hollywood, really.
It's just the sign.
There's the sign, yeah, and then there's a street. But
yeah,
my friend, Ross,
yes,
you can see the sign from his house.
Great.
And it is...
That's really cool.
It is amazing to see it every time. And he goes, I'm still not bored of that view.
No.
So literally while he's in his kitchen making a cup of tea, he can look up out the window and there's the Hollywood sign.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah. And originally said Hollywood Land. So there you go.
I did it.
It's for a real estate thing. Oh, yeah. I'm full of boring stories.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So what happened was... Anyway, so there you go. And did Faye... There was a sign at Movie Actress. Did she throw herself off one of the letters?
Oh, I don't know. Did she? Of one of the letters?
Was it Faye Ray? Not Faye Ray. Faye Ray was King Kong, right?
Oh, I don't...
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, we're on that. Do you know what, though? I'm going to Google it.
I should take a break, shouldn't I?
Yes.
I don't mean go to the commercials. I mean, I just should actually take a holiday. That's what I should do. The Chris Miles Show. Right, Stephen Mangan is on in just a few minutes.